From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Fierce fighting continues in many regions of Afghanistan. Two NATO soldiers have died this weekend, and U.S. forces say they've killed and captured dozens of insurgents. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
U.S. officials consistently say that body counts are not an indicator of success against the insurgency, but authorities have released a torrent of statements in recent weeks about fighting in southern Afghanistan around Kandahar, in the eastern mountains near the Pakistani border, and in central provinces adjacent to the capital. One of the NATO casualties today happened in a firefight in the north, where the Taliban appear to have gained a foothold. They say hundreds of enemy fighters and officers have been killed and captured in recent months. Afghan President Hamid Karzai recently announced 68 members of a peace council to advance negotiations with the Taliban in the hope that military pressure will bring the insurgents to the table. Taliban spokesmen have categorically denied they are involved in any peace talks. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
There are reports the State Department will issue a travel alert today, warning Americans to be vigilant if they visit Europe. The alert is reportedly being prompted by threats from al-Qaeda. One senior official told the Associated Press the government is constantly monitoring a range of threat streams, and this alert is the result of information received over extended periods. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley declined to comment, except to say the administration remains focused on al-Qaeda threats to U.S. interests and will take appropriate steps to protect Americans. Voters in Brazil go to the polls today to elect a new president. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports from Rio de Janeiro. The latest polls indicate the ruling party candidate may be forced into a runoff.
Dilma Rousseff, the left-of-center candidate, ended her presidential campaign at a rally in a manufacturing hub outside Sao Paulo. It was symbolic. It was the same place where current president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva had emerged as a national union leader. Lula's 8 years in office are up. He's endorsing his former chief of staff for president, and Rousseff has a vast lead in the polls. If Rousseff takes 50% of the vote, she'd become Brazil's first female president and avoid a runoff. Her challenger, José Serra, is a capable former governor, but his campaign has sputtered. Rousseff is a former leftist guerrilla and political prisoner who reinvented herself into an economist and bureaucrat. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Germany is paying off the last of its World War I debts today. A bond matures that was issued to pay reparations for damage done to the Allied countries between 1914 and 1918. Germany had stopped paying the debts under the Nazis. A new agreement in 1953 set out a repayment plan, stipulating some debts would not be paid until after Germany reunified. Today is the 20th anniversary of unification. This is NPR News. A coalition of civil rights, labor, and other activist groups rallied at the Lincoln Memorial yesterday. Participants were trying to energize their base ahead of midterm elections in November. NPR's Allison Keyes reports speakers succeeded in firing up the crowd.
Too many people are hurting.
Wearing T-shirts supporting their unions, organizations, and their various causes, the crowd roared and cheered as speakers including the Reverend Al Sharpton called for jobs, education reform, and for the left-leaning crowd to go home and get out the vote. Ron Ulrich, carrying a sign branding the Tea Party and Republicans as part of an axis of ignorance, was pleased by the size of the crowd.
I'm here because I'm standing with Obama, and we have to stand with Obama. We have to get out in another month.
Many in the crowd blamed what they called Republican obstruction for slowing the pace of President Obama's attempts to create more jobs. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The America's Challenge gas balloon race begins this week in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But the thoughts of many of the balloonists are on the other side of the globe, where two balloonists disappeared last week. Richard Abuzo and Carol Reimer Davis were taking part in another race when contact was lost over the Adriatic Sea. Race organizers say the balloon plunged towards the water at 50 miles an hour. Balloon pilot Alan Zielinski is still hopeful they'll be found.
We're all just hoping and praying, each and every one of us, that there is still some hope that we're going to get some good news.
Italian officials say the chances of finding them alive after 4 days at sea are close to zero. In golf, the final round of the Ryder Cup singles will now take place tomorrow. Rain keeps delaying play in Newport, Wales. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.